This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I know we've got some younger Padres fans and newer Padres fans who are tier ones in our chat, and I almost am amazed that people, you don't remember how it used to be. And Tony was asking, where were Padres broadcasts on TV before Channel 4 San Diego? And when I was growing up, there weren't TV games. Like, Sundays, you could watch them on Channel 51, like KUSI. They'd have, like, Sunday home games or Sunday road games. That was about it. Otherwise, you know, 90 to 95% of games were just on the radio.
You listened.
You rarely got to see baseball on television.
They didn't have that where I lived in Dallas. We had.
Did you have?
Texas Rangers were always on.
They had. So the Cubs always had their games on WGN, yeah. And the Braves were always on TBS. And you could watch those, but yeah. You couldn't watch your own teams.
I feel like so I many Cubs games on WGN yeah. As a kid.
We all did, man.
We watched tons of Cubs and Braves baseball growing up.
Leon Bull Durham.
Because we didn't have any other options.
It's pretty brilliant on their part back in the day. Like, a lot of people grew up Cubs fans and Braves fans.
Yeah, the daily TV, if you can believe this. Owners thought that if they put their games on TV,
nobody would come.
No one would ever come, and they would lose money. And then finally, one day, they realized, wait, if we put them on TV, we can make money on TV and have, like, hours of free, basically, advertising for people to come to the games because they get into it, and they become fans of our team by watching the games on television. Wow. It was like a revelation that people did not understand in the 70s and the 80s that... the best way to get people to like your sport is to let them watch your sport.
Yes, turning people onto your sport is ultimately always a good thing. We've had that argument in radio before, right? Where it's like, no, you don't want to be on YouTube too. You don't want to be, you don't want to cannibalize your audience. And then it's like, no, we want our
as many people
consuming you as possible.
It took the NFL even longer to lift the local blackouts if you didn't sell out your game at home. You sold only 50,000 out of your 55,000 seats. No one gets to watch on television in your hometown.
Yeah.
The worst.
It's blacked out.
Yeah, NFL... Jerry Jones was great because he would just buy up the tickets. He would just buy them up.
Then the Chargers had the whole deal where the city had to buy
the
tickets.
Yeah, the city had to
the
do
ticket
it.
Guarantee, God, which is, of course, a nightmare. City should never have to buy 7,000 football tickets every week.
So people can watch.
So people can watch the game. That was terrible. That was just nightmare public relations on both sides of the equation. Finally, NFL realized.
Just to no blackouts. You have to buy each game. 162 games, like, if you're, like, searching through Amazon Prime, you can rent movies for, like, $1.99 or $2.99. $3.99, $4.99, whatever, make a price for the game. You're like, oh, I'm going to be home tonight. Yeah, I'm going to pay for this game. I'm going to watch this game. Or you're like, oh, I'm out of town. I'm not going to buy this game. I'm going out to dinner. I'm probably not going to be able to catch this game. I'm not going to buy it.
Like, pay-per-view.
Yeah, but like anything, you know. They'd rather have you subscribing,
of course,
buying individually. So they realize
down here they're not going to make it.
Just like most things, they realize once they'd rather have your money and then realize, oh, we got all these subscribers. Who cares if they watch now? You know, we'll let you pay less per month than per game, because we know it's hard. If you have to sell every game by game, then you got to sell every game. Like, all right, why am I going to watch this game? Who's pitching? Like, is it really a good enough game for me to spend the $4? If they just get you to spend the $20 a month, then it's like,
okay, chamber, dude.
Then I mean, just have to flip it off.
Ben would just come into work every day.
I'd have to sell him every day on why he should spend the $3 to watch the game. I'm like, are you out of your mind? So-and-so's coming. He's pitching. He's going to be great. You're like, I don't know. Oh, my God. Like, bro, you have to
Ben
for
would
work.
Watch three games a year.
Yeah, I'll pay.
Adam, I'm submitting my receipts for watching this Padres game and the next Padres game.
They got to figure it out. They just have to.
I'll just read about it in the paper.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah, the I mean, because look, I would love to see a sharper broadcast, a better viewing experience like what you get on Apple TV. I thought they did a great job. So you hope it's not some terrible streaming platform that ends up getting the bid in 2028. And I'm like, what do I got to go buy and subscribe to now? But yeah, man, I think Amazon Prime's done a great job with football. I think Apple TV has done a great job with everything they've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just kind of hope it ends up on a sharp platform like that.
Netflix buffering.
So I'm sure you guys talked about the fact that the NFL is on Christmas is going to be utilizing Netflix and
with a Beyonce halftime show as well.
Oh my God, they got to get it figured out.
The NFL, I read this morning, like they've been assured by Netflix,
okay,
whatever happened on Friday night will not be a problem. I saw like Howard Stern was making headlines in sports media because he, I think probably Monday's show was talking about the fight. He goes,
better figure it out.
Don't mess with people's football.
Yeah, you don't.
You can screw around with a Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, you know.
Even that was excruciating.
Right.
Like it was excruciating.
Do not mess with people's football.
Sammy says, Sammy's in the chat, Sammy Levin. He says, hey, listen, you can always just listen to the games right here on 97.3 The Fan. You can do a lot worse than that, I'll tell you that.
True enough.
Paulie?
Adam paid him $20 for that.
Yep. Paulie, take it away.
Getting started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Sweet little Jackson Merrill just posted an Instagram post. It says, all love, SD.
Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jackson. Such a stud.
He really is.
Such a stud.
They said it a million times over the season. If he went into a lab and created an MLB rookie, that's him.
That's your guy.
That's him.
That's your guy.
All right, we will start off in the NFL. Now, this news actually came down yesterday, I think right around this time, sometime in our 9 o'clock hour, that the New York Jets have fired their general manager, Joe Douglas.
I think we teased it, but we never got to it.
Maybe. Shocker.
Correct.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Well, now we're getting to it. It's a good long tease.
Yeah,
long
24-hour tease. Well, that was the news yesterday. But when I was reading on ESPN, Rich Cimini, he is the ESPN Jets reporter, and he was talking about Woody Johnson firing Joe Douglas and blah, blah, blah. But when you go down a little bit, about halfway through the story, they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. And he says one source said he would be, quote, shocked if team owner Woody Johnson brings Rodgers back in 2025. 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers having maybe the worst season of his entire career. He is under contract next season. It's a $23.5 million cap charge, but none of the salary is guaranteed.
Oof. Yes, he has a new show coming out. Have you seen this?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. It's called Enigma, and it's on Netflix. It's a documentary. Follow NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers as he rebounds from an Achilles injury in the sports series chronicling the defining moments of his life and career. Will you watch?
No.
Maybe.
I might.
Maybe.
It's not like
I'm starting a podcast or whatever. Here's my...
So the second part of that story, though, and I don't think you mentioned it, not only is Woody Johnson... I mean, apparently he actually told them he wanted them to bench Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
And like the coaches had to push back and go, owner, it's not a good idea. He may not be doing great, but we don't have anything better, and that would be a disaster if we just benched a future Hall of Famer at this point in his career.
Yeah,
you can't do that. He had to be talked out of, like, the owner wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, think about how much money they threw him last year, who he played 12 seconds.
Yeah.
They've won 3 games this year.
Yep.
The coaches have been called in to the owner's office.
Head coach has been fired. GM's been fired.
The coaches have been called into the office to explain to the owner what happened with their units during the 10-9 home loss to the Broncos. Oh, during the meeting, Woody Johnson suggested to the coaches they bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor because he felt Rodgers' performance was holding the team back. The coaches and Douglas, stunned at the suggestion, talked him out of it and convinced Johnson to stay the course, and that benching Rodgers with his pedigree 4 games into the season would not sit well with the locker room. And the coaches also felt it would embarrass Rodgers. You think Aaron Rodgers might have been embarrassed had he been benched for Tyrod Taylor? Possibly.
I think it's more interesting to have walk into the owner's office and says, what happened to your unit? Imagine Adam calling us and what happened to your unit, Woods? I don't know.
The idea of benching the future Hall of Famer sounded so absurd that one coach asked whether the owner was serious.
You serious?
Yes, wow. I'm serious. Oh, you're serious.
What a nightmare of a
it's
of
an
a
organization.
Franchise.
It's just a holy it's just crap. A, it's a train wreck.
Like, thoughts and prayers, legitimately, to any actual Jets fan.
Satan's Blowfish is the owner is trying to get Rodgers to feel as embarrassed as the owner feels. Yeah. It doesn't work that way, though. It just can't. It can't. Yeah, they're a bit of a train wreck.
That's the catch 22 of ever being a sports owner is you dream of wanting to have your own sports team. Like, if I ever had $1 billion, I'd buy my own team. But the last thing you should ever do if you were now you need more.
Yeah, like a minority stake.
The last thing you should ever do though as an owner is try to make any direct decisions.
Correct.
It almost never goes well.
Correct.
Then you have to do nothing and leave it. You hire someone and then you leave it. And that's all you can really do.
All you can do is change the people that you hired.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is what they're doing.
They
fired the coach and the GM now.
Probably because the people that he hired wouldn't do what he asked.
Correct.
Yeah. He wanted them to bench Aaron Rodgers. They wouldn't. Guess what? They're all fired now.
Yeah, I mean, as TJ says, look at the Cowboys. It's exactly right. Once he took over once he stopped, acquiescing and letting people make decisions, football people make decisions, the Cowboys have been on a downward plane.
Nothing. All right, we'll switch over to the association. Don't talk typically a ton of regular season NBA games, but had a pretty damn good one yesterday.
I watched it.
The Cavaliers, the 15-0 Cavs going up against the defending champion Boston Celtics in Boston, TD Garden. If you were going to watch
that green court for the
amazing.
NBA Cup?
Yeah. Amazing.
If you're going to watch an NBA, a regular season November game, it's a pretty good one. A 15-0 team going up against the defending champs. And the streak has come to an end.
Boston did
win yesterday, 120-117. Very good game in Boston. But the Cavs now sitting at 15-1. Still in a hell of an unexpected and great start for Cleveland.
Sometimes when you lose, though, you actually win.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Cavs actually answered some questions by hanging.
They were
tough
down
with
like
the Celtics.
They were down
and coming
like
back.
30 at one point.
Yeah,
I was watching the game.
They looked even more legit even after the loss than maybe they did in their 15 wins.
No question.
Leading up to it.
No question.
And then just by the way, did you see Dalton Connect, the rookie for the Lakers, going off last night against the Utah Jazz?
Never heard of him.
Had like 39, I think, last night. 37.
Dalton Connect. There it is.
Yeah. There's your NBA talk.
Thank you.
And finally, this story actually is pertinent to all three of us. We love our beloved Jersey Mike's. And there was news yesterday that may not be good
to sub
if you're a Jersey Mike's fan. Jersey Mike's has sold or been acquired by asset management conglomerate giant Blackstone. And they sold for $8 billion, reportedly. And I can't sit here and act like I know and can give you examples of how this is not going to end well for Jersey Mike's. But I do know
upset.
That a lot of people are out there feeling like you were an independent chain. You were a chain, but you were independently owned. That's what made you so good. And now you're just going to be another
Subway,
another franchise under this giant conglomerate company, and the product is going to suffer at some point now.
You know what Jersey Mike's does? And I don't know if they were the first to do it, but it was the first place that I saw that did it. And it works even on me, even on Frugal Ben. When you tip a dollar in the jar, they hit the bell, and then everybody cheers.
Thank you.
And it makes you feel like I kind of have to throw a dollar in. Like every time.
That's brilliant.
I have to throw the dollar in because I want to get the bell rung, and I want everyone to cheer and be happy about it. It's genius.
What's going to be the issue? Because I did see a lot of people up in arms, but really nobody can...
Well, you know, anytime a big corporate overlord takes over, you think they're going to look at where they can cut costs.
Yeah,
beyond
quality
of the meats and the cheeses, or what are they going to do that's going to lessen the experience? Is the bread not going to be freshly baked in-house anymore because they can save, you know, 3 cents per, you know, loaf by trucking it in from Albuquerque every morning? That's what you worry about when... Like a big corporation buys something.
I feel like Ben now, but this happened a few years back here in San Diego in the beer world. Remember Ballast Point?
Oh,
everybody liked Ballast Point. Yep. They were independent, San Diego, and they got ripped for selling to, was it Anheuser-Busch?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it personally as, isn't that the American dream?
Correct.
To start a company,
sell it,
build it up,
retire,
and sell it for $1 billion.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
It is for the owner of the company, but not necessarily for the customers of the company.
I don't know how this CEO has taken a hit over the years, but...
This CEO, 17-year-old high school senior. He worked there since he was 14. He bought the operation with the help of his football coach.
At Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's.
Like the guy in the commercials, Peter Cancro?
Peter Cancro. Yeah. 1975. My man scraped together the money with some help from a football coach. Bought a Jersey Mike's, expanded it. 2,800 stores and now is sold from $8 billion. Good for him. I hope it doesn't trickle down and you start losing the quality of the Jersey Mike's. Because I will say, man, like, I think in all of the Jersey Mike sandwiches I've eaten in the last 10 years, and it's been in the hundreds.
How did you gain all the weight?
I want the nice car. I want the nice watch. I want the cool house, you know?
I want the Jersey Mike's.
I will say... Maybe one time I was dissatisfied. Maybe. One time I was like, yeah, this bread is not it. Like, one time. Every other time, it's been like a 99% rating I give them because I'm satisfied every time I go, except for that once. But I, you know, if that starts, two out of five times is bad, three out of seven times is bad. You can't have that. They got to try to keep it the same.
Sandwich
wars. Of
course,
I'm a hustler. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to always think nonstop.
That's right.
How to get this money to take care of my mother, my father, my team.
Yep.
And not just that, to live good. You know, I want the house on the water.
Yeah.
I want the nice car. I want the nice watch.
Sure.
I want to stay fresh. I want to stay clean. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. It's you should strive for greatness.
How did you gain all the weight?
That is DJ Khaled and Larry King.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
Every once in a while, I think I just love, you know, you've probably heard the drop.
How did you gain all the weight?
But where did it come from?
Yeah.
That's the clip right there.
It's just elite.
Holy.
Where do you get your best sandwiches, San Diego? Sandwich talk. Lines are open, 833-288-0973.
I mean, you got to do this like once a year.
Like once a year. Sandwich talk erupts on Ben and Woods.
Our buddy Rob that owns Crossroads.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I mean, you love supporting locally owned businesses, of course. Sammy Levitt already chiming in the chat. Board and Brew, outstanding.
Great.
Love Board and Brew. But I'd love to hear your suggestions in our YouTube chat.
Trolley Stop Deli.
Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Sandwich talk. And I've got a question about Macaroni Grill as well that Orthodox Evans popped in our chat. We'll get to that after a check. Traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You like sandwiches out there?
Yeah, buddy. Once a year.
You like sandwiches
out there? I didn't know it was going to be today. I would have prepared.
We didn't know. You never know when sandwich talk is going to take over.
It rears its ugly head.
And we asked for phone calls. We got phone calls. We got Jake on the line, wants to talk sandwiches. With Ben and Woods.
Jake call and say, was this just a bit, or do you guys really want to talk about sandwiches?
Yeah, we know. We're love
yeah,
talking sandwiches.
I wasn't sure.
Well, since you called in, it's definitely not a bit.
Now it's not a bit.
All righty. Have you guys ever had Antonelli's Deli before?
I've heard of Antonelli's. Where is it? I don't think I've tried it before.
It's El Cajon, right off Bradley on the 67.
Okay.
I've heard people talking about it.
What makes their sandwiches special?
For me, it is the bread. Oh, the bread is
just key.
Relatively thick, but it is super soft.
What kind of sandwich? Is this like, is it a toasted sandwich? Is it a hoagie roll?
They have a pretty wide variety. You get breakfast, cold subs, hot subs. Mm. I mean, it's a pretty wide variety of different sandwiches you could get over there.
Antonelli's. All right, I'm going to have to check it out.
Do you always go... Thanks, Jake. Do you always go with the standard white roll when you get your Jersey Mike's?
I go white or wheat.
I like wheat.
I don't do the rosemary parm.
See, my son loves... He worked at Jersey Mike's. Yep. He loves the rosemary parm.
It's okay.
So I've tried it, and I like it.
I had tuna on there. It was pretty good. Spices it up a little bit. I'm very basic, as you know.
See,
I'm
now, basic Sammy loves Borden Brew. I love their sweet wheat bread, that dark brown bread.
Yep.
Especially for their tub of tuna sandwich, which is really good.
Tub of tuna.
It has avocado and jack cheese on it.
What's the...
How did you gain all the weight?
What's the...
Tub of tuna.
Tub of tuna.
Harvest Ranch.
Yep. Market.
Market, which is in Rancho Santa Fe. My wife's office kiosk is right in the parking lot. So I will get a Harvest Ranch. Even my kids, who hate everything, we fiend for Harvest Ranch. That's one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. You get the squaw bread, turkey, lettuce, mayo. Oh, my God.
I think squaw bread is now politically incorrect.
Oh, you can't say that
sweet
anymore?
Sweet wheat is what they changed it to.
I didn't know this. I can't say squaw
That's
bread.
Right. I said off the reservation earlier this week.
Yeah,
and
you
I got,
need to
I
apologize.
I called out for it as well, so I did. I sent an email. I said, sorry.
Wait,
really
you
even
did
thought.
Get, you oh. responded?
Oh, yeah, I did. I responded. And I said, you know what? I never even thought about that, but I can totally see why that would be offensive to a Native American right. community. So
I'm going to get canceled for saying
squaw bread. Exactly.
I thought that's what it was called.
It was. But now I don't see it being called that anymore.
What do you call it? Sweet wheat?
Sweet wheat. Or dark
sweet
brown
wheat.
Bread. Yeah. Sweet dark brown bread.
All right.
I like that. Mark wants to, I assume, talk sandwiches. Good morning, Mark.
Ben.
Is this Mark?
How you guys doing?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good. I'm coming from the sandwich capital of the world, Philadelphia. Ooh. There's a place in Escondido called Tina's Deli that's, or San Marcos, I'm sorry. Tina's Deli is unbelievable. And just,
Mark,
we got good
Tina's?
Sandwiches. You got to find them.
Tina's Deli.
Yep, Tina's Deli in San Marcos on Twin Oaks. Great place. And it's all about the bread, just like the last caller said. Right. You can find meat anywhere, but it's all about the bread.
You can find meat anywhere.
Yeah.
It's all about the bread.
Hey, he's so right. If the bread sucks, the sandwich sucks. Period.
That is key.
It's just period. If the bread is horrible,
nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. The bread is
doomed
really the key.
From the beginning.
Tina's. Okay.
So, Orthodox Evans, I mentioned I had a question about Macaroni Grill. He said, should you drop the plates on purpose because they cheer when you break a plate at
Macaroni Grill.
I've never been to Macaroni Grill.
I'm not surprised.
But doesn't everywhere kind of sarcastically cheer when you drop and break a glass? I didn't think that was a... I think that was like a proprietary thing.
I don't want to get off sandwiches, though. I don't know why you yanked the e-brake and got off sandwiches entirely.
Well, I just promised that I had that question, so I wanted to throw it out there.
All right.
Well, I know what I'm getting after the show now.
Yeah, now I'm just wondering where I should go. I feel like I should try somewhere new.
Saw a lot of Rockin' Jenny's, Escondido, delicious.
I had that.
I've gone to Ike's sandwiches a couple of times. They're
really good.
They're kind of messy and got a lot of stuff on them, but they're pretty good.
How about this sandwich talk? What do you order when you go to a new sandwich shop? Like, we've talked about this, like with burritos, I get a California burrito at any new taco shop because I think that's the best way to gauge and judge, because you get the tortilla, you get the carne asada, how do they cook their French fries? Like, it's a really good gauge on how much you like that place.
I get a turkey sandwich.
Turkey?
Yeah.
I usually will look and see if the menu has like something with a box around it. That's your specialty. That's something that you're pushing because you think as a restaurant owner, as a deli owner, we make a really good this. So I put it in the box. That's like the special sandwich of the house. And if it's something that sounds good to me, I will always lean toward the items that are in a box on a menu.
I don't like the spiced meats very much. I get pastrami and pepperoni.
I love the Italian meats. I can't eat them. I always lean, that would probably be my first choice. It was like an Italian sub.
It backs up on me.
It's a good gauge, but yeah, that's like, do I want to hate myself for the rest of the day?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be bubbling up all day for me. I'm excited to go to Philly. The guy just called from Philly. I'm excited to go eat a lot of sandwiches when we're in Philly.
A lot of people
wouldn't believe this, but the phone lines are blowing up.
Extolling the virtues of tortas.
Yes.
Which are the, of course, you know, Mexican version of a sandwich on a Tolero roll, which is fantastic.
I still have not had a banh mi sandwich, and I would like to try one.
Really? Sandwiches in Kearney Mesa is an outstanding version. Cali banh mi I go to as well.
Banh mi.
Never had it.
Outstanding.
I'm very basic, as you know, as I said.
And that's all about the bread, too, because those are on the good French baguettes.
Yep.
And it just makes the sandwich as well.
All right, let's answer these phone calls.
All right, let's go to...
I thought we were going to break.
Oh, you want to go to break?
No, let's get one.
All right, we'll get one more in here. We got Sam. Sam, good morning. Welcome to Sandwich Talk with Ben and Woods.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning.
Do you guys consider a pulled pork sandwich like a real sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Tri-tip sandwich.
Broham. The Broham is always really good at Phil's.
Do you like a pulled pork sandwich?
Love a good pulled pork sandwich.
I love
pulled barbecue pork. Barbecue is crucial.
I ate at a place. Thank you for the call. I love it. Yeah, that's a sandwich, 100%. I ate at a place. I can't remember the name of it, but it's right in Mission Bay. It's right by Belmont Park. And there's a barbecue spot. And I ate there on Saturday. It was outstanding. I don't remember the name of it, though. But it's right there. Remember where we did our Christmas party last year? Looking out of the balcony. It's a barbecue place. It's right there. It's phenomenal.
Like one of those spots. It looks like it's like Coney Island. Yeah. Like all the different spots. Well, how about that?
Really, really good. But I don't know the name of it. Sorry. All right. Let's go to break.
All right, we'll take time out. Who knows? Maybe more sandwich talk on the other end. Final segment. Get you ready. Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock. Ben and Woods. On a Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Well, we all know what we're having for lunch today. I don't think there's much of a question about that.
And a lot of reports on Tina's. Old Hillbilly Foster said, I love Tina's. God, I love Tina's.
See, you would have never learned about that. Now, I don't know the next time I'm going to be in Escondido, but I'm
going to
be looking out.
No, that's San Marcos.
Oh, San Marcos. Yeah. So that's right, on Twin Oaks Road.
Yeah. We used to play golf at Twin Oaks a few times.
Good course.
Yeah. All right, golf talk. Next on Ben and Woods. Paul, what's your favorite course?
Tell us. We got barbecue talk. We got sandwich talk. We got golf
talk. I'm not getting anything done today because I'm going to go grab a sandwich and then go golf. Play 18.
Yeah, welcome to the off-season, my friends. So somebody just said in the chat, this is my first off-season listening to Ben and Woods, and I'm Brett said, and I'm so happy. No, where'd it go? No, Curtis, this is my first off-season I've listened to Ben and Woods. I'm glad I am for the food talk. Yeah, you learn something new on this show every day, buddy.
You never know what direction we may take.
No.
Well, there's just not a lot going on. Obviously, you know, Cy Young Awards are going to be announced today. Can you even bet on those anymore? I can't imagine they're offering odds.
I don't think so.
I think it's all
Tarek Skubal to win the American League Cy Young. I mean, he's such a shoe-in to win. Chris Sale is close to a shoe-in as well, I think. I mean, they could both be unanimous today, and both of the MVP awards could be unanimous tomorrow with Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
So. I mean, we started the show this morning talking about your hooded belly button.
That's right.
And how a belly button ring dangling from your would be rad.
but I was worried that it would get caught on stuff on something as I walked by, like a fish hook.
A fish hook?
Well, you know, just like, you know, I'd be snagged.
You're walking on the beach,
yeah,
and a fisherman.
That would be bad, too.
Whoa! I got a big one.
You got me a Higgins.
No, because we always wear the hoodies, and they've got those pockets in the front, and I get caught on the door handle at least twice a week, anytime. I walk through my garage, and I get all turned around. So maybe
it happens to me too. I never thought about it.
I know.
I figured I was the only one, but
no,
it's good to know that it happens to you too. It
happens to me too. So that's the reason you won't get a belly button.
Exactly.
You would.
Oh, absolutely.
If you weren't worried about getting it caught on things.
The fact that no one would ever see it because I don't take my shirt off in public.
You're not at the beach a lot.
It would just be like for me.
For you?
Like,
lay there and ding, 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 ding. Just play with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were going to get anything pierced, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Would you do your ear? You never did pierce your ear.
Right? I've never pierced my ear. No.
Never had an earring.
No.
Paulie, did you have earrings?
No.
You missed your generation. It was huge when I was a kid. Like, I had them both.
I remember when Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes.
Remember that?
Put a stud in his ear.
He showed up and you're like, whoa, easy, easy, Ed. What in the world? So if you had to get something pierced,
it would be the ear.
The ear,
yeah.
What about a little nose ring?
No, I would be obsessed with it.
Tyler says, bring back earring woods. Oh, man, this midlife crisis with the bleached hair and the earring, you could see it by New Year's. You never know. Earring woods was a dork. Yeah, a little lip ring. Mm. About one of these right here.
Oh, just like
under your lip,
stud. Right there.
What about the old?
Nope.
No chance.
No chance. Absolutely not.
That don't care how much pleasure it brings someone. There's no chance I'm throwing that thing up on the table and letting them just hammer a spike through it. Yeah, but all the pleasure that it gives, forget it. Eyebrow? What about eyebrow?
No.
That wouldn't hurt. I don't think.
Nipple.
I touch my face too much anyway, so I don't want something else on there that would make me play with.
I think you'd look cool with an eyebrow ring. Could we get some fake piercings and try them on you?
Sure.
Yeah, magnets and stuff. All right.
See which one looks the best.
All right, Paulie, if you could go to the fund and then go to Amazon and order a bunch of fake piercings, I'd like to deck him out.
But I can have them by tomorrow.
Good. All right, good.
I just can't even imagine whose job it is to do the piercings
of the wiener
down there. Yeah.
It's
my specialty. That's what I do.
Prince Albert, it's called.
Yeah.
Kids are in school now. It's fine. Do any Tier 1s have a Prince Albert? I'd be interested to know.
This has gone from sandwich talk and escalated quickly.
What about a nipple? I think, like, Lenny Kravitz has a nipple ring. He looks cool as hell. But it's Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz could do anything. It would look cool.
A big, like, a chubby guy like us with a nipple ring, you just look slovenly, I think.
So you've got the little...
I got teeny.
The little tiny nipples. I mean, the ring would be...
bigger than my nipple.
Bigger than your entire nipple. And are they sensitive too?
Yeah. I mean, enough.
That would worry me.
It's getting weird.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right. Why don't we check traffic?
All right. I need money says, let's go back to the food talk.
Yeah, let's go back to the food talk on 97.3 The Fan. Going over my notes to see if I missed anything here. The only thing that I did not mention, and don't know if you care, but the Legion, who is our rugby team in town, they announced yesterday.
I saw that.
That they are moving from Snapdragon Stadium back to Torero Stadium for their upcoming season, which they have better night. They can do Saturday night games, which weren't going to be available because of the Wave and San Diego FC. But it also clears Snapdragon Stadium of one of their tenants. And with the problems that they've had with the field lately, concern was growing that, all right, you got too many teams using these fields. Between Aztecs football, Wave soccer, now San Diego FC coming, San Diego Legion, whatever concerts and other things you're doing, you have overpacked your stadium, and the quality of the field is suffering. So they have quietly and quickly kind of taken one off the board. Maybe this was in the works for a while or not, but it was announced yesterday that the Legion are going to move back to Torero Stadium, have their games on Saturday nights for the most part, but that will open up dates and, you know, open days for Snapdragon Stadium to hopefully keep the field in better shape going forward.
Yeah, I mean, probably beneficial for all parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it seems like a right size. They did draw like 12,000 to a game last year, which is more than fits in Torero Stadium. Rugby's actually I've gotten a little more into it. It is certainly certainly an interesting sport. I still haven't completely grasped the rules, but you know, that season starts in February. Seal season starts December 1st. You're right around the corner.
I'm not prepared.
They had a scrimmage over the weekend at their complex in Point Loma. Were you not there?
News to me. I had no idea.
Yeah, they beat the Colorado Mammoth 11-5.
The real Mammoth. They were here.
Mammoth.
How did I not
know
about this?
You didn't even get invited to do some mock PA.
I don't know how much they want me back. I'm really not sure. I have no idea. I haven't really heard from anybody.
You don't get like a spring training for broadcaster or PA guy?
No. I've heard nothing. Where did you see this? On Twitter or something?
I got an email from Scott Yaffe, who's their PR guy.
Oh, I might have. I might not have read it.
He did send me an email and so gave me the results. I actually threw up some highlights on Monday night of the Seals scrimmage against the Colorado Mammoth.
Feel very unprepared for this season. We have a lot of new players. We lost a lot of players. Got younger, got leaner, got faster.
You know they're trying to win.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Tye wants to win a championship.
100%.
They keep coming up short.
But they keep trying.
They keep trying.
They keep coming up short. I mean, it's really, the parallels are really quite similar. You know, I mean, these, you know, pretty good regular season, get to the playoffs, it doesn't go well. And good players, star players, you know, as far as the NLL goes. But I'm not prepared yet, man. The season is like 2 weeks away. I can't believe it.
I mean, how much do you need to know about the team to be the public address announcer other than the names and numbers of the players? And how to say the names.
Not much.
That's what I was thinking.
Not much.
It's not a, you don't need to go.
It's not
like
Jesse,
a giant study session. No. It's not like Jesse Agler where you have to weave in stories about the players, you know, where they grew up.
No, and let's be honest, I probably wouldn't anyway. So, I mean, even if I had to, I probably wouldn't. I like to wing things.
I like that you are genuinely interested in
love the sport.
And the team, and you've loved the sport, and you're passionate about the games. But, yeah, you don't need to weave backstories into your public address announcement.
No, it would actually be weird if I did.
It would be weird. If they're looking for something different.
Shut up, guy. Yeah. I already feel like I talk too much, but they want that. They want me talking a lot and screaming a lot and pumping up the crowd. But sometimes, you know, when you're down 7-1, it's hard to get fired up. Or conversely, when you're up, you know, 12-2, you know, it's like, all right, like we got to pick our moments here. And 6 years in the business of doing this for them.
And the coach is still Pat Merrill, right?
Yeah, that I do know.
No, they're not related to Jackson's family
at
all.
No relation.
It's the same spelling, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but no, as far as you're at least aware of. And then his brother was on the team as well?
Brody
Merrill.
Yeah, he was our captain.
That's right.
Yep. Retired his number, then he came out of retirement, came back. And I don't think he's playing this year.
No relation, though, to Jackson.
No relation. Just the same last name. It's a pretty common.
Merrill?
Yeah, Merrill's a pretty common last name. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever known any other Merrill?
Stump Merrill.
Stump Merrill.
Yeah, I believe he was a Yankee GM.
Something. Yeah. Manager?
No, I think it was a GM. A lot of Merrill.
Stump Merrill.
Anyway.
He was a manager.
So I'm not. Oh, was he?
Yeah. American baseball manager. Carl Harrison Stump Merrill.
So I'm not super prepared. I am missing a game this year. I told you I will be missing a game. I'll be in Las Vegas. It's my first game I've ever missed. The Iron Horse. The streak is ending. Never missed a home game.
You're not quite Lou Gehrig or Cal Ripken.
As far as the
Jr.
NLL is concerned, they are going to be honoring me with my streak for never missing a home game. But we have not found a fill-in yet. And I told them, I did ask about you, and
they just dismissed it out of hand.
Summarily denied.
Wow.
They just didn't think you had the energy for it.
They didn't
give you a shot.
I feel like desperation, you could do worse.
I feel like
I can muster some energy. It's not like I have no energy.
I would do anything to see his fake energy in there. You know how when he gets like excited? Like excited Ben would be amazing.
How do I get when I get excited?
Like, yes. Like when you get like, yes. Yeah, like that. Yes. Like that.
Huzzah.
So, yeah. So they did say no, they're not going to do that. So.
They just rejected it. They have already said no to me.
Correct. They probably want somebody a little bit younger, a little bit more enthusiastic, less pukey, you know.
We're talking about a one-game fill-in here.
Yeah, it's a fill-in.
That's fine. You know what? I'm saying no to them.
All right.
That's fine.
They didn't ask, so.
I didn't offer.
No, I offered you. I thought it would be a great idea for the bit, and they said, no, sorry. I'm not ready, man.
Huh.
Good to know they're back at it, though. I had no idea. That's it.
Curtis says, what about Craig? He does the wave games.
Yeah,
Craig could do it. He's got energy.
Craig could do it. I think Craig could do it in a heartbeat. I think he'd crush it.
But I couldn't.
Mm-mm. No, it's different. If they needed a play-by-play, I think you could do it.
What makes it so different? I mean,
because I don't do play-by-play.
You just yell louder than me.
Just scream.
What makes it different from Alex Miniak at Petco Park and Jesse Agler?
Right. It's different.
Entirely different.
Oh, I'm not saying what makes it different than the play-by-play. Why couldn't I do the PA?
Because you couldn't.
What skill do I not possess?
Passion, intensity.
I have no passion.
Correct.
I am a passionless person.
Passionless.
No joy in my life.
No intensity whatsoever.
Just because I have a quiet passion doesn't mean I don't have passion.
They're looking for you got to get the crowd eating out of the palm of your hand. All right, you don't have it in you. You're not a front man. You're a rhythm guitar player. That's okay. Every band needs a rhythm guitar player. You're not a front. You're not David Lee Roth. All right, you're Michael Anthony. Van Halen's not Van Halen without Michael Anthony. But you're not David Lee Roth.
Backup vocals here.
Backup vocals.
That's it.
Yeah, drummer. It's keeping the
beat.
This
is what I've done with my life. I've turned myself into the backup vocalist.
You're a drummer. You're keeping the beat. Got to have you.
Oh, maybe I'll throw my hat in the ring now that Ben wants it.
Throw it in. Now that Ben wants it. Oh, yeah. That would be great. It is. It's tough. It's a tough. You leave there and you feel like you got your teeth kicked in. It's you earn every nickel.
Drummer's cool.
Drummers are real cool. You're cool.
They don't make the big money though.
You're cool. Like you're a cool guy.
Like, do drummers make any money at all?
Yeah.
They do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They don't just volunteer.
No, it's not volunteer.
I'll drum. It's whatever.
So, I'm sorry, but it's not going to happen. They do want you to come out and do another bit, though, this year.
Great.
We did the goalie bit last year. I'm trying to think of one we could do this year. Maybe you learn how to take a check into the boards.
No.
That'd be fun.
No, I don't think so.
Get one of the guys. Get Trey LeClaire out there.
I know. Here's the bit. I fill in as the public address announcer on the game that you can't work.
It was my idea, and it got shot down.
It's a great bit.
You make decent money doing it, so it's a fun night. But, I can't remember. I think it's December 1st. No, it's in March. So, sorry. It's not going to be you. Maybe Craig, though. I'm going to recommend Craig next.
Maybe he doesn't want to do it.
Maybe he doesn't want to
ask him when he comes in. All right. He's on his way coming up next.
Can't wait to break down the Cy Young Award winners tomorrow on Ben and Woods.
We could have
a very special guest.
We could have a special guest tomorrow.
Can't really say who it is.
Correct.
You know him.
You do know him.
You love him.
You do love him.
We love him.
You know and him.
If it happens.
You love him.
It's not Skip Schumacher.
It'll be at 9:35.
Okay. So we have a time.
It is happening, right?
Yeah.
It is happening.
We think it's happening.
We'd have a lot of big problems if it doesn't happen, I guess, is the best way to phrase it.
I love this tease.
I know that's a vague tease.
You love this person.
It's all I'm allowed to give you at the moment.
Yep.
Someone
not Paul Skeens. No, it's not Paul Skeens.
That's the only Woods loves Paul Skeens. Yep. And we'll leave it at that, and we'll turn things over to Annie Nelston coming up next.
More
good
piercing
sandwich talk,
maybe.
Appreciate everybody joining us again on this Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm the passionless Ben Higgins on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.